Well, today we are ending our 21 days of fasting that we started 21 days ago, and a series we started at the first of the year on the power of fasting. And as we started the power of fasting, we talked about the principles of fasting and what went along with the power of fasting and how God hears the prayers of our people. But when we fast and pray, how that speeds up and quickly responds, and He hears the cries of the people when we combine fasting along with our praying. So many people here have been fasting food. Some have been fasting TV. Some have been fasting internet. Some have been fasting Facebook. Some have been fasting different things in their life that mean something to them. And so the majority of us here have been on this quest, this fast, for the last 21 days. And I just tell you, I've just heard so many great reports of what God's been doing. And today we're going to celebrate. Today's a celebration. So turn to your neighbor and say, today's a celebration. We're celebrating what God's going to do. We know that Scripture says that we talked about a few weeks ago. Remember when Jesus was on His fast, at the end of His fast, it says that, of course, the trials came during the fast, but the blessing came at the end of the fast. That the angels at the end of His fast came and were released to minister to Him. Today, we know we are releasing angels today to come and to minister to us on our behalf. And God has already started doing a work through this fast. I've asked some people to come this morning. I want Tom and Debbie and Joyce and Dennis, will you guys come up this morning and join me today? They're going to be sharing just for a couple minutes some of the testimonies of coming out of this fast and what God's been doing in their home and in their marriage, and things have changed. The climate of their home has changed. The climate of their work is changing through this fast. And so which one's going to be the spokesperson here? I knew this, but you know.
Well, the first Sunday that Pastor spoke and was talking about, you know, he's going to call the church to a fast, I got real nervous because I thought, my husband's an all or nothing kind of guy. So I thought, this is kind of scary because he's going to have us eating lettuce and water for 21 days, you know? And I really thought Tom's going to think up something that I'm not going to be able to keep up with. And so I thought, you know what? I'm just going to pray, see what God's saying, you know, what God's saying for me to do. And then I'll just tell Tom, you know what? God told me to do this. So you just go on with your lettuce and water. But I really began praying about it, and I really felt God was saying that we should give up TV in the evening every night as a family. And I thought, he's gonna roll his eyes and be like, oh, come on, think something good, you know. But when I told him, I said, this is what God's saying, that we should give up TV in the evening. And he looked at me and he said, that's exactly what I felt. I said, really? And he said, yeah. And so then when the first night we sat down, we decided that as a family we would read together and pray together every evening. And when our big boys were little, we read with them and prayed with them every night. We got away from that. And this was an awesome way to get back to that. And the first night we sat down together to read, Tom said, I felt like we should read the book of John. And he opened it up and he said, oh my goodness. I said, what? And he said, there's 21 chapters in the book of John. And so I let him.
Yeah. That was amazing. Because like she said, actually just a few minutes ago, I was praying with a couple. And this isn't private information what I'm about to say. But I felt like even as I was praying for them, that this parable of the sower came to my mind. How the hard ground, as soft as you think you may be, the hard ground that was in our life, as simple as something as giving up television for a few hours in the evening, the hard ground that was in our life was tilled up. The rocks were removed, and that fertile soil was opened up so that the seed of God, so that the Word of God could be planted. And what's going to come of this? We don't know. The Word of God has been planted deeply within us, and it's given us as a family a hunger for the Word of God. And it's been fun. It's like I pray all the time, God, give me a hunger for your word. I want a hunger for your word. I want to like your word. I want to read your word. I want to understand your word. I want that to be a part of my life. But I had never taken the time. I mean, I read the word every day. I don't mean to make it sound like that, but I try to read the word every day. Some days I fail, just like everybody else. But this was a real attempt to say, you know what? God, we're going to set aside this amount of time to study your word. And actually, I think what I'm seeing is actually a genuine love and a desire for God's word in our house. And I'm so thankful for that. Just can't wait to see what God's going to do.
Yes, amen. This is just awesome to see what the climate is changing. Isn't that awesome to see? Just even through the spiritual 21 days, how we change the climate. Joyce, I know you and Dennis were sharing in our life group the other night about how your climate was changing in your home, and not only in your home, but also in your workplace, because you have a unique work experience situation here. Yes? You have a slave driver you work with, I know. Yeah. And he can't talk to defend himself this morning because he's... Joyce, tell us about how God's been changing you guys during this fast.
Well, I will say that the first thing I'm going to say is I believe that I've picked up the greatest power weapon of warfare. And I know I shared in our small group, I was telling them, and I'll just tell you, the first 2 weeks, and I really could just feel an awesome change in at work and the way things just, I could just feel God in such a way. But I will also tell you that the third week was tougher. Because it's just the way things go. You go and you give God praise and you say, wow, it's just, you know, God's just, I can feel such a change. And then this last week, the stresses and the tensions were kind of like back there. I don't know if any of you can, you know, when you give God the glory and then you go, wow, okay, now I'm going to have some tension again. At the same time, the Lord has been so good during this time. And what I feel like in myself personally, I feel like that I'm so much closer to the Lord. I've been a Christian for a number of years, and I pray daily. But during this time, I have felt like that I am just close. When I worship, I feel like I'm just so close to the Lord. I feel His presence in such a way. When I'm in my car and I speak to Him, I feel His presence in such a way. I believe that the fasting, the sacrifice, just takes down layers that Satan tries to keep us blocked. And just what Tom and Debbie, that's basically what's happening. We get so preoccupied with life. During this time, God just shows Himself to be so real. We just want to just draw closer and closer. And what I can say, what Melody said this morning was so awesome. Doesn't matter. There have been times during this time I've had to stop and say, oh, Jesus, I know that I'm doing this for a reason, but I think I'm being attacked for a reason. And Dennis hasn't been feeling really well. He's coming along, but he's not felt real good this last week. And he's kind of my powerhouse. We work together and we do really well, but when he's not feeling well, everybody knows it. But I know he's had kind of a sore throat, but I do want him to share what God has done for us. I just feel like this is an opportunity. I wasn't sure if we were both going to be over here, just me. But if he feels like sharing, I want him to share. He's got a little bit of a sore throat, but I want him to share what God has done for us in our business.
I'll be glad to share. I just hope I don't go into a coughing fit because I've been doing that quite a bit. But God has been really good to us. And He's shown me that if you put forth an effort, that He will bless you. You have to put forth the effort. If you don't, there's nothing's going to happen. Our business, we've been blessed beyond measure. I mean, I don't want to get into details, but the way that God has blessed our business in the last months and last couple weeks especially has been great and awesome. And I can't really describe, I mean, we're not doing anything really different. It's just other than giving the effort of giving more of our time and more of our effort toward Him and letting Him kind of come in and take care of things. Instead of trying to do it on her own. I'm one of these kind of guys that likes to be in charge, but sometimes you just kind of have to set it aside. And I'm not saying that she's in charge. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes you just have to let God step in and take care of things. And I just think it's a great, powerful thing that He's done for us, and I just praise Him for it.
Today, why don't you guys join me? If you're here today and you have a business and you want God to just to take your business to another level because you want to give it totally to Him, I want you to stand where you're at this morning. If you're here and you say, I want God to take my work and my business to a different level, I bet you we're going to pray for you today. I believe that God, there's anointing here today to release some power into your life. Some of you here, the economy's cut back, business, you've lost some clients, things are happening across the board. We know that, but how many know today that our source is not according to clients, our source is according to God. And God can do things in our favor. He can turn things around. So we're going to pray for you today. As someone standing by you, just stretch your hand toward them. And you up front, stretch your hands out as well. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray right now that, Father, as we enter to this fast, God, and we come at the end of this fast of 21 days, that, God, you're the God of a release. That, God, you're the God of release, God, who releases things. And, Lord, I pray right now that, God, you release unto your people, God, favor. God, favor of business, God, as they put you first, God. And as Dennis was talking about, they put forth the effort of stepping out and saying, God, we want you first in our life, in our marriages, Tom and Debbie, in our family, and into our business. God, we're saying today, God, that as we step out and put you first, that God, we're believing for the favor of the Lord. And Father, we release into them right now, God, where there's been struggles, God. I pray today that, God, there comes financial success, God, not for our own personal gain, but God, for the glory of the Lord. And God, I pray right now that, God, you release unto them, God, things that they've been struggling with, God, things that have been cut back, that, God, you show them new ways, Lord. You open up new doors of opportunity. God, you bring in new clients. God, you have new things, new ventures, or things that can be opened up, Lord, ways of saving money, God, things happening, God. I believe right now that you're releasing to them, God, an anointing, God, succeed. That, God, this year is the year of the return. That, God, not only they return back, God, for what they've lost, but, God, I believe it'll be above and beyond. Above and beyond, Lord, what you've done in the past. God, we believe that, and we release that now in the name of Jesus Christ. We say together, amen. If you believe that, give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Thank you, guys. Wow. I'm going to have Neil and Season Farrell and Travis and Carol Gold to come and join me as well this morning. How many know God is good? Isn't he good? But I tell you what, awesome testimonies this morning. We're getting ready to hear some more. You wouldn't be crying, Neil, would you? This big, bad, old, tough bass player up there crying. God must be working in his life. What do you think? Amen. Season, tell us some of the things God's been doing during this fast in your life.
All right. Well, we've been learning the last couple of months that the devil doesn't start fires in our lives, and the devil doesn't take us through tough times. That's not what happens. God brings us through those. And the devil's right there waiting for us with his weapons of self-doubt, of non-confidence, and that's his weapons against us. It's not the things, the tough times. They all come to us. They come to everybody. But he's faithful through all of that. And we have to remember when we're going through those times that he's going to be faithful on the other side. When I came into this, when Gene gave us this challenge, we had already, I told Neil, I was like, I don't know what else to give up. I've lost my job. I've been unemployed for a month. We're going to have another baby. and I was just like, I don't know what else to give up. It's already been taken away, the career of my life and everything. And we just started praying. And within that first week of the fast that you had called, God had turned everything around. I now have a job at the company I was working at before where I'm on call every evening throughout the week. So I'm staying home with the children during the day. And it's just like, it's everything we were praying for. Just the way everything happened. I mean, just getting a job for 2 months. I mean, now we have all the assistance we need to get through this pregnancy. We're like, God, what are we going to do? But now we have Medicaid and, we have all the assistance we need to get through this. And we're, even though I'm making less money, we're going to be better off than we were before working days because we don't have to pay so much in child care. So he's just really been faithful in that. Now I get to spend my days with my kids, maybe, and I have a flexible job at night where I'm home most of the time anyway. If I get a call, I just go take care of it and then come back home. So I still get that fire and career in my life that I felt got taken away, but I still get to be that and do that.
I want to try to promise I won't, or I won't promise I won't cry, so you just have to bear with me. Just from this fast, I just felt like I needed to, after all this on the first week, I just felt like the fast, because we kept saying we needed a reason to fast, and I just felt like my reason, I needed Thanksgiving for fast. I just wanted to praise and worship, so I got rid of all the secular music. You kind of stole my thunder there, because I was wanting to do that anyways, but just nothing but the same praise and worship CD for 3 weeks, and I'm ready to move on, but moving forward. But if anything I got out of it, it's that, you know, before you had the sermons on, just being tough season, yeah. And I felt like the whole time I was just like, Gene speaking to me, but I don't understand why. We're just stuck in this season. And it's not until you get out of that season that you realize why you were in that season, because everything that she just mentioned, everything that happened to us, it just felt like a roadblock when actually it was Jesus behind us saying, you need to go this way, you need to go this way. He's that voice that's in our head saying, you need to go left, you need to go right. And now that we're out of it, I mean, we're still coming up out of the valley, but I know it's for a reason. It's everything has been set forth, and the plan has already been set. I just have to put faith in the plan.
I just want to make sure I get this straight. So you find out you're pregnant, and then you find out you're losing your job. I mean, that's a great, you know, find out you're pregnant is exciting, but, you know, when you have your third one coming, and you know that you lose your job, that's not always exciting combination of news, is it? And so, but God works it out. He gives you another job that allows you to be able to be home with your children during the day, save you money on child care, and you don't have to be gone from work as much because you're on call and get to work out of her home. Now, someone tell me that's not the favor of the Lord. God works things out. So if you're here this morning and you're here and you say, I need God's favor in my job. I need God's favor in my job right now. Either you're looking for a job. Some of you have been unemployed for a while. Some of you, your jobs are coming to an end. You need to find other work. If you're here today, you say, I need God's favor in finding a job or God's favor in a new job. Can you just stand up where you're at this morning? We want to pray for you as well. So if you're here, I know some of you, you need this. God is going to do things in your life. Amen. Stretch your hands to those that are here. Let's pray for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you see, God, every situation. God, you see some of these people have been praying through this fast for new jobs and things to happen. God, I pray right now that, God, the favor of the Lord be upon us. Lord, I call out, Lord, as the pastor of this congregation, Lord, I call out favor, God. Favor upon your people. God, we release it forth, God. We've been praying. We've been fasting. And, God, right now we speak favor. Lord, we speak opportunities of jobs will come open, God. Better situations, God, where things look like they would be dark, where things look like they would not work out on our behalf. That, God, you're the God who sees even us in our darkest time. That, God, you're the God who's already got the better job waiting for us, God. You've got the job that's unique to our situation. God, I thank you right now that you are working things out. And, God, you're going to supply. And, God, our trust is in you. Our hope is in you because you are the everlasting God. And today, Father, we thank you, God, that you're moving on our behalf. And God, we speak right now, God, that jobs would open up as we apply, or the phone would ring, or our application would rise to the top. That, God, things would happen. You would give us favor beyond comprehension. That, God, we would receive from you, God, your favor. We release that in the name of Jesus. We say amen. If you believe that, it's happening right now. Just give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. I know Travis and Carol have been sharing testimony how God's been bringing things into clarity into your life, a refocusing happening in. Share us a little bit of what's been going on.
Okay, one thing I want to say real quick is that I kind of got a double shot of fast because I had just finished up on a fast of texting. But what brought this about really is my wife and I have been together since we were 17. And you know, life has been sometimes tough. A lot of death, a lot of other things going on. We're grandparents now, kids going off to college. And you start wondering about, you know, what is it? You know, what's my purpose? You know, the kids are going, you know. And we get to this place to where we're almost like walking through the streets of Manhattan. And we see each other, but just out of our peripheral vision, so we won't knock each other over kind of thing. And really it was only until I started fasting, and this last fast has been just incredible. Carol and I we now spend so much time together. We you know, we'd always, you know, taken a weekend or something and went and gone somewhere. The marriage retreat was wonderful, things like that. But, you know, we didn't have personal time with each other on a daily basis. We have five children, and it's crazy enough just right there with that. But through this, we work out together almost every day. Something that I'd prayed for before that was, you know, that God would help keep me out of fast food restaurants and help my weight because of my health. And through this, I've lost like 40 pounds. Carol Ann's lost like 30. We spent an immense amount of time together, and I have a new fire in my heart for my wife. Like, I feel like a schoolboy. And I think I drive her nuts sometimes, But it's just been wonderful, and just as a family, also my wife is. I can let her share some of this with you if she wants to. But she began to start on something again. I'll just let her tell you about that.
He wants me to tell you something. I'm not going to tell you because Because if it flops, then nobody knows. So what he was saying is that I was going through something I felt. Let me just tell you, my strength in God is faith. I have blind faith in God no matter what. I said I wasn't going to cry. But the last couple months have been very tough. We've had a lot of things change in our lives, and I'm a stay-at-home mom, and we had two kids leave, like, all at once, and it made me feel like, even though we have three kids home, it made me feel like so much had changed, and I felt lost and empty inside, and I was angry, and I didn't, even though I prayed all the time that God would do something about that, because I'm not that kind of person that walks around sad. I felt like he wasn't listening and he wasn't there. And every night and every morning I lay in bed and think, where are you? Sometimes after he'd get out of bed, I lay there and I just wanted to scream out loud and said, you hear me. I know you're hearing me. You better do something about it before something breaks. And so I would lay there and in our relationship, because of, he didn't know what to do with it. So it made him a mess, and it, in our relationship, it escalated to where we were, like he said, it got to be where we weren't hardly even talking because we would fight if we talked. And so this fast came at a really good time in our lives. And I can't tell you, by the second week, I felt a freedom I haven't felt in a long time. Thursday, that first song we sang, we've sang that many times, and I've heard it many times, but when I heard that song, I went to pick up my G-baby, and on the way home, I heard that song for the first time of being free. When you're lost and you feel like there's no answers and God isn't listening for whatever reason, though he is, he's just carrying you along and you have to be patient. And then all of a sudden, he's there. You feel him, you hear him, and you feel free again. It's a freedom like you've never felt. So this last 3 weeks have been a major thing in our lives and have brought so much clarity in our relationship. We've been together for almost 21 years. And there have been things for 21 years we didn't even know about each other until these last few weeks. So I thank God for the fast. I thank God for bringing it to Gene at the right time.
How many know that God is a God who brings clarity when you have unfocused? Amen? Amen. If you're here today and you're here with your spouse and you want God just to bring a closeness that you've ever have experienced maybe years in your life and a clarity, can you just stand together? I want to pray for you guys this morning. I want to pray that God would just give you this clarity in your life. I know that, man, this is something God wants to do. Stretch your hands to somebody around. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we speak that God, that you're the God of not confusion. You're not the God of division, but God, you're the God of unity. You said it's good that we dwell together in unity. And Father, it's good that as marriages, God, we walk, Lord, in unity in our marriages, God, with the clear focus. It doesn't mean we don't go through tough times. We all go through them. But God, we know as we pray and we fast, that God, there comes a new clarity. God, there comes a new unity. God, I thank you, Lord, for what's happening, God, in these marriages. God, thank you for what you're doing. Guys, I'm hearing testimony and testimony of different ones share, God, of what you've done during this fast, of bringing such a unity in the marriages. God, I thank you for that. God, I release that spirit across our church, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, may our marriages be strengthened. God, may our selfish spirits be broken. And God, may we be ministering to each other and to our spouses, God, as we minister to you together. And God, I thank you, God, for what you're doing in the life of our church. I thank you, God, for what you're doing in our marriages, God, and we speak life. God, we come against any spirit of divorce that tries to rise its head up and peek its head in our life. God, I speak and come against that in the name of Jesus, God. And I speak life. God, I speak unity. God, I speak healing. I speak forgiveness to be there, Father, in the name of Jesus. If you believe that spirit's being released right now, give God a hand clap and shout amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. I'm going to ask Carter Crawford to come here as well. She has exciting testimonies. When she can do it, I don't know if she can. Yes, she can do it. Carlos, tell us some exciting news that you've been praying about.
Well, number one, I don't like being up here. It bothers me. But when this whole thing started, the notion of fasting was kind of confusing to me, and I was deciding what I was going to do. But my main purpose was, why am I doing this? What is so important to me in my life that I want to see change and I want to see a difference? And my son, who's 26 years old, came to my heart, and he has had a very bad year. He married the pastor's daughter, which was a blessing. He has divorced her. No. He has had a divorce last year. His drinking has really got in his way. He was on his four-wheeler out in the middle of nowhere and got pulled over, of all things, and got a DWI, and didn't do his community service to his best ability, and spent weekends in jail. And when you sit outside jail waiting for your son to come out so you can have dinner together, it's just kind of an eye-opening experience. And I thought, Lord, I want you to take my son, and I want you to mold him, and I don't want him to drink. But this is something he's been doing for a long time, off and on, and that is a big thing, that when people drink, to have to quit. And I knew, and I'm very determined, that what I chose to fast, I was doing it for my son. And as I started on this, we get together every couple of weeks, and I called him, and we were going to decide. He's moved out of town. He's left face earth, basically, and he's in Longview in the middle of nowhere taking care of cattle. And I said, I'm going to come down and get you, because obviously he has no license. He can't drive. And he said, Mom, I want to tell you something. And I said, what's that? And he said, I quit drinking. And I said, I really was speechless. I had to catch my breath, because he knows nothing about what I have said. He knows nothing about who I've talked to during the day, that if he would quit what he is doing, this is where all of his problems stems from, is his alcohol abuse. And I said, why'd you do that, son? And he said, because I've been doing that since I was 17 years old. And he said, nothing good has come out of it. He said, I've got divorced. I've got a DWI. He has spent thousands of dollars on attorneys and so on and so forth. And he said, I have a lot of time to make up for. And he said, I have a lot of people that I need to prove things to. And he said, I lost my wife. He said, I basically lost my life. And he said, drinking is not worth it. So I was speechless. And I said, son, I'm very proud of you. And he has not drank. To this day, he has not drank through all of this. And he's got two jobs now. He's busy day and night. And I got to thinking, when you were talking about businesses up here, I don't know if I can do any more at my business than what I do. Gene called me last night. I'd been there since 6 in the morning, and I got off at 7:30 last night. And I'm an old woman. I mean, I don't want to be doing this forever. But last night, we had a record night. In the 15 years that we've been in this location, we brought in more money and served more people last night. So not only is God good to the people that, to my son, for the reason that I did this, but I look around at other people and the changes that they're making in their lives. And I've just seen so much in these last few weeks. And without peace and without joy and without blessing, there is nothing. And God is good. After all of this, that's all I can say, is God is good.
Hey. Wow. If you're here today and maybe you've been believing God to do something, you've been fasting for this time, or God to do something in your children, or maybe not even in your children, maybe someone else that you know, a family member who's maybe battling with addiction, you've been fasting for either your children or for an addiction in your family, can you just stand up where you're at? We want to pray for you as well. Believe that God's going to release some things in your life, in your heart. Amen. Stretch your hands to these people. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord, we know today that, God, you are the God who calls back, Lord, those things which are been taken away. And Father, I pray right now, Father, release right now, God, your anointing to break the power of addiction. Lord, the power of addiction be released, God, and broken in Jesus' name. And Father, also, I pray for those children we've been praying about, Father, who would come back to know you as Lord and Savior of their life. God, I pray right now that, God, this year, Lord, there will be a softening of the heart that they haven't experienced in a long time. That, God, walls begin to come down, Lord, that callous places of their life, that they've hardened up to you, God. I pray even today that your spirit begins to speak to them. not only will it speak to them, God, but may their ears hear, may their heart hear. And God, I pray that this year, God, we'll see return coming back, Lord, through this fast. So we've been praying these things, and we speak it out now, Father. Our children are coming home. God, we're speaking out to a lost generation, God. Return them back, Father, to the fathers and to the mothers. And God, we speak forth that your house may be full of children coming back, Lord, prodigal children returning back to you. And Father, we thank you, God, that you're breaking addiction and you're returning our children to you. And Father, we speak it out. If you believe that today, I want you to clap and give God praise, saying, thank you, Lord. We're going to close with a song here in just a second, and as they're getting ready to lead us in that song as we close, I was reading the story this week of the prodigal son, and one of the things about the prodigal son that really stood out to me, something that I really hadn't really thought about, Chuck, on this thought, was the thought about the prodigal son. Remember when he had went out and he spent all of his riches that his dad had given him, and he had spent all of his money and wasted it on party lifestyle, and he spent his whole inheritance. Then a famine came in the land, and he was in the pig's pen feeding the pigs. And it says there he came to his senses. You remember that part? It says that he was there, and all he could say was, as he was there feeding the pigs, the only pay that he had was to eat with the pigs. So what he fed the pigs, the slop that he fed the pigs, was the slop that he ate to fill his own stomach. That was his pay. It says while he was there, he was reminded of his father. And as he's reminded of his father, he was thinking, if I go to my father's house, even his servants are eating better than this. And he had his whole mind, well, I got to go back and repent to my father because I can eat again. I can be there. You know, how many through this fast can say, especially those of you who have been doing some kind of a food fast, whether it's a partial fast or full fast or whatever, that you can say, this, you've had a hard time fasting food. It's been, I mean, you know what, I'm going to tell you, it's been days that I wake up and dream about eating a big steak. I can tell you. Restaurants that don't even tempt me, I walk by and I'm like, boy, I would love to eat there. I haven't ate there in 15 years. I thought the food was nasty last time I was there. But I'm like, boy, I would just love to go in there right now and order. And I just can't get my mind off the food and desserts that don't tempt me at all. All of a sudden, I'm dreaming about these desserts. And, you know, it's freezing outside and you're dreaming about a banana split. And you're like, it doesn't, oh. Am I the only one that has this problem? Okay. I think this is somewhere where the prodigal son was. He couldn't get his eyes past the food. Well, he said, I'm going to return to my father's house so I can eat again. And if we're not careful, we can end this fast saying, all right, boy, finally I get to go eat again normal. I get to turn on the TV again. I get to go back to Facebook. I get to go and eat my steak that I want to eat. And the father had something totally different in waiting on him. His father's idea was not just for the son to eat again. The father's idea was, hey, my son has returned home,
yes,
to right relationship with me. Bring out the robe of royalty and put it back around his shoulders. Take the ring, the family ring, and give it to him and place it upon his finger. Put new shoes upon his feet. Go out and get the fatted calf. We're going to have a party. My son, who was once lost, has now returned home.
Yes.
See, the father had so much more than just feeding his son and mine. He had a place of restoring back to him, not only where he was at, but a place beyond that. He was placed into a higher prestige than when he had ever left. You see, and today, as we return back to the Father, that's what fasting is. It's a returning back to the Father, saying, God, we want to put ourselves back where we belong with you. God, we want to make sure our priorities are straight with you. Put you back to the pinnacle of our worship. Forgive us, God, of allowing other things to get higher and to fight and battle you for our worship in our life. And we're putting those things down. We're sacrificing our flesh under subjection. We're saying, God, we're putting you back to the pinnacle. And many times we can come and say, all right, I'm glad the fast is over so I can eat again. No, we'll get through this fast. And God, thank you that there's blessing waiting on us now. God, you're sending the angels to minister on our behalf. God, you're restoring us to a new position. God, you're taking us to a new place that even we don't see, that we don't even deserve. But by your grace and your mercy, God, you got so much in store for us. So I'm going to invite you to stand where you're at today. We're going to sing the song as we do today. I want you to thank the Lord as we're coming to the end of this fast today, that God is doing things. Come on, let's bless the Lord together.
Sing it this morning. I will bless you, Lord.
And I will.
tonight, today, are thankful that God is the God who hears our prayers. Amen. If you believe that, get got a hand clap of praise one more time. Yeah, that's fine. Justin's going to come this morning and dismiss us in a word of prayer. And as he does today, thank the Lord all day today. I want you to just walk around with a thankful heart saying, I thank the Lord that he is working in our behalf, that he is releasing his angels now at the end of this fast. He's releasing his angels to minister to his people. He's already started the answering prayer. And I believe the best is still yet to come. How do you believe that?
Yes.
The best is still yet to come. You come with believing. You walk this week with faith in your heart that God is working on our behalf.
Father God, we want to thank you first of all for success, God. For success in this fast, God. Success in moving further with you, God. And Lord, we're looking forward, God, to outcomes and results and further testimonies of the great things that you're going to do in our midst, God. For our church, God. For our families, God. For our jobs, God. For our schools, God. And for our city, God. And our state, God. Lord, we bless you right now, God. We thank you, God. And we pray that your spirit will be among us, God. And that we would be in a spirit of thanksgiving and praise and worship, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.